The scripture reading is Psalm 23. We turn once again to Psalm 23 in preparation for coming to the Lord's Supper. Our focus this morning is on verse 3. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So far, the reading of God's holy, beautiful word. The text is verse 3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Beloved congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, Psalm 23 is a tremendously comforting psalm. What more comforting thought can you have than the thought, than the knowledge that the Almighty God, the Creator Himself, Jehovah God, is your shepherd? You are a sheep. You are a sheep, but you have Jehovah as your shepherd. Wrap that glorious truth around your soul this morning like a blanket, and you will be comforted. How is it possible that you should lack anything, having God as your shepherd? As we begin looking at this psalm once again, we should remember that not only is Jehovah God our shepherd, but Jehovah God come in the flesh is our shepherd too. As we read this psalm, we must be thinking all the time not only of God, Jehovah God, but also Jesus Christ. This psalm reveals to us not only who God is, but who God is as He has come in the flesh and is our mediator, Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. In verse 1, David states that Jehovah God is his shepherd. And then in the rest of the psalm, he begins to expand on that, and he mentions all the different ways in which he enjoys Jehovah God as his shepherd. And this morning, we come to verse 3. And as we come to verse 3, we focus on the idea of enjoying our shepherd's leading. If you remember last time when we looked at verse 2, we concentrated on the idea of the rest that the shepherd gives us. And the theme when we looked at verse 2 was enjoying the shepherd's rest. And now as we turn to verse 3, we take as our theme enjoying the shepherd's leading. So we take that as our theme, enjoying the shepherd's leading. We focus on that idea because that's what the whole verse is about. Even when it says he restoreth my soul, he's talking about leading there. And we notice three things. First of all, the leading. Second, the purpose of this leading. And third, the result of this leading. A shepherd is one who leads. That's one of his main callings. And a shepherd is one who leads exactly because he is a shepherd. He has to care for sheep, and sheep need to be led. Sheep need a leader. In the days of David, a shepherd would lead his sheep by walking in front of them and then calling for them to follow after him. Maybe when we think of a shepherd herding sheep or leading sheep, we might think of a shepherd standing behind the sheep and driving the sheep forward. Well, sometimes that would be done. Sometimes that was necessary, but that's also a good way to scatter the sheep because sheep are skittish. And so the way that a good shepherd would lead his sheep, a shepherd who lived with his sheep and the shepherd who had the trust and confidence of his sheep, the way he would lead his sheep would be by going in front of them and then calling them with his voice so that they would follow after him. Jesus himself speaks of leading sheep that way in John chapter 10. In the first part of John chapter 10, Jesus speaks of how at the beginning of the day, the shepherd goes to the sheep pen. In those days, if you were close to a city or a town and you were a shepherd, you would bring your sheep into a big sheep pen along with other sheep, and you would have a porter who would keep those sheep safe for the night. And in the morning, you would go to that sheep pen, the porter would open the door for you, and you would call out your sheep, and the sheep would come after you, and you would lead them out of the pen. In John 10, verses 4 and 5, Jesus says this, "And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." So a shepherd leads his sheep by going in front of them, and then calling to them, and then leading them in the path they are to go. Well, that's what Jesus does too as our shepherd. Jesus uses his voice to call us. He's the good shepherd who leads us, who lives with us. We trust him. He has our confidence. He is the good shepherd. And Jesus speaks to us in his word through the preaching. We hear his voice in the preaching. And in the preaching, he calls us to follow after him. And then also through the scriptures and through his own life, he calls us to follow in the path that he has gone before as our shepherd, and he calls us to follow in the way he marks out for us. And so as a shepherd leads his flock, he leads them in the paths of righteousness. In the second half of verse 3, we read that, "He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness." You know what a path is. A path is a frequently traveled route. A path is a route that's been traveled so much. It's a true and a reliable way. It's the way that you're supposed to go, and therefore it's become a beaten down path. That it's a path doesn't tell you that it's necessarily an easy way. It may be a very difficult way to go, but that it is a path tells you that it is the way that you are to take. It's the right way. And in the text, these paths are called the paths of righteousness. That word righteousness, we could simply understand that as this, right. These are the right paths. And that word righteousness means straight. These are straight paths. They're not crooked or twisted, but they're straight. And because they're straight paths, they are good. The shepherd doesn't waste any time bringing you to the place you need to go. He doesn't waste any time bringing you to the green pastures. The shepherd doesn't lead you on a circuitous route in paths you don't need to go in. The good shepherd doesn't lead you on paths that serve no purpose, paths that go in circles. And that's how it is with Jesus too as a shepherd. First, Jesus as our shepherd doesn't lead us on paths that are unnecessary. He leads you on straight paths. In your life, in your circumstances that you're going through even today, the path that Jesus is leading you down is not a path that goes in circles. It's not a path that serves no purpose. Jesus is leading you down a straight path. Doesn't mean it's an easy path, but it does mean that it's the path that's going in the right direction. And second, Jesus also doesn't lead us in crooked, spiritually crooked or twisted or perverse paths. Jesus never leads us in a way that leads us or in which we have to break God's law. He will never lead us so that we have to live contrary to what God calls us to do. The well-worn, trusted, reliable path is exactly the path of walking in obedience. It's the path Jesus himself walked before us as the shepherd. These are the paths that God's faithful sheep have walked along over the last centuries, time and time again. And these are the paths that God, as our shepherd, calls us to walk today. They are the old paths, the paths of walking according to his word. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Well, we need that, don't we? We need to be led in the paths of righteousness. The right paths, the straight paths. Exactly because we're sheep. We're foolish sheep, we're weak sheep, we're defenseless sheep. We are sheep who don't know the path that we should go in. And as sheep, if we would be left to ourselves, we would not go in the right path. We would go in exactly the wrong path. Sheep who aren't listening to the voice of the shepherd, sheep who aren't heeding his voice, are sheep who are clueless as to the path they are to go in. And it's so easy, therefore, us as sheep to turn our own way, because that's so often what we do. That's so often our experience. In Isaiah 53, verse 6, we read, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." We just sang it in Psalm 119, verse 176. "I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments." In fact, it's that whole idea that the psalmist is talking about when he says at the beginning of Psalm 23, verse 3, "He restoreth my soul." That word "restoreth," "he restoreth my soul," that word "restoreth" actually has the idea of turning back, to turn again. It's actually the word that's used so often in the Old Testament to refer to conversion, turning away from sin and turning to God. So verse 3 could be translated like this: "He turns back my soul," or "He causes me to turn, and he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." There you maybe see the Hebrew parallelism in this verse. The first half of the verse, or the first section, is expanded upon in the second half of the verse. "He restores my soul, he turns me back." What does that mean? "He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." The verse stands together as a unit. And so what the psalmist is envisioning here in verse 3 is exactly this. He's a sheep who's gone astray. He's a sheep who's gotten off the right path. Maybe he's gone far off, or maybe he's just slipped off the path and gotten stuck in a rut. And he says, "But I shall not lack any good thing, because the Lord restores my soul. He turns me back, he puts me back on the path, and he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Well, there's so many ways, congregation, when we think about that, there's so many ways in which Jesus, as our shepherd, has to restore us and turn us back and put us back on the path of righteousness. First of all, there are times when we openly depart from the path of righteousness and we walk in sin. We wander very far away from the path into dangerous places. Sometimes a sheep turns off the path and he gets lost way off in the mountains. And then the shepherd has to leave the 99 sheep And he has to go back and search out and find and restore that one sheep that's gone astray. And sometimes we do that. We turn from the straight path to a crooked and a perverse path. And then the Lord needs to chasten us and lead us to repentance. That's how the Lord restores us. But second of all, there are other times when we get off the path, when we get off the path even for a moment, and we stumble and fall, or we get stuck in a rut. And then sometimes we get off the straight path, and although we don't go headlong into a faraway distance, faraway place, we end up getting stuck going in circles, right beside the path. And we get nowhere in our spiritual lives because we've gotten off the path. Sometimes sheep get cast. Do you children know what is meant, what is referred to by a cast sheep? A cast sheep that is a sheep that's gotten off the hard and solid path, maybe a sheep that's decided to lie down on the grass, but it's a sheep that has ended up lying down in a hollow in the ground. And as it's lied down in that hollow place, its center of gravity has shifted, and it rolls over onto its back, and it's stuck there in the hollow of the ground, and it can't get up again. So that its feet are sticking up in the air, and it's flailing, and the sheep can't get back on its feet. That's called a cast sheep. And if a shepherd isn't watching his sheep, that sheep could die. If it's a hot day, that sheep could die that very same day. Or certainly a few days later, as the gases build up and it dies from its own poison. And certainly when a sheep is cast, it's very vulnerable to predators like wolves and lions who can devour the sheep as easy pickings. Well, that happens sometimes with God's people as well. Sometimes God's people don't go headlong into the wrong direction, but they slip off the right path. And they fall down and get into a rut. They get stuck. Sometimes spiritually God's people end up walking in circles. They get stuck walking in circles. And it's hard for them to get out of those circles. And then what happens, just like that sheep who becomes cast, God's people can start to feel frustrated or feel defeated. They feel helpless. They feel they are without strength. Just as sheep sometimes become cast, so also God's people can sometimes become downcast or discouraged and become anxious and despairing. And then, too, the shepherd has to come and restore his sheep. He needs to, first of all, turn that sheep over and get it on its feet again, and then he needs to put that sheep on the right path again. He needs to calm the fears of that sheep and encourage that sheep as he places that sheep again on the path of righteousness. That's exactly what the Good Shepherd does when he restores the soul of the sheep and puts that sheep on the path of righteousness again so that they can keep walking and making progress in the way they are going. So when we read this phrase, "He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness," what we should really be thinking of, what David is putting before our mind's eye, is a shepherd who is very gentle, a shepherd who cares for his sheep, who's always watching his sheep, restoring them, leading them in the path of righteousness, a shepherd who's full of patience, who's long-suffering, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Think of it, the shepherd is not one who's constantly driving his sheep forward as hard and as fast as he can. Now, if a shepherd tried to do that, disaster could happen to the sheep. Jacob even talks about that in Genesis 33 when he meets Esau, and Esau wants Jacob to travel with him, and Jacob says, "No, because I have many flocks that are with young, and they are tender, and if I should drive them too fast, or my servants should drive them too fast, they could lose the whole flock in one day. I need to lead them on softly and gently." And that's who Jesus is, as the shepherd who walks in front of his sheep and who walks with his sheep and leads them on softly. The shepherd is always mindful of the frailties of his sheep. Neither does the shepherd ever abandon his sheep. When a sheep turns off the path, the good shepherd goes after that sheep, always. When a shepherd or when a sheep gets stuck in a rut or becomes cast, the good shepherd always goes back and restores that sheep. And congregation, sometimes even when a sheep is so weak, the good shepherd comes back, picks up that sheep, puts that sheep over his shoulders, and carries that sheep until that sheep can get settled back again on the path of righteousness. Sometimes the shepherd even has to shear his sheep. A sheep is so heavy with a thick coat of wool that the sheep gets cast easily. Maybe the sheep is a ewe that's pregnant with lambs and gets cast easily. With that sheep that has a lot of wool, the shepherd might shear that sheep to help get rid of the besetting sin that's bothering that sheep. These are all the things David is referring to when he says in the text, "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness." He leads, and he leads gently, making sure to restore all those who for one reason or another veer off from the straight path. That itself is a very comforting thought. It's a precious thought. And it's real for us who are the sheep of Jehovah God. But what makes this idea all the more comforting is what David says at the end of the text. "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Why does God do this? Why does the good shepherd do this? For his own name's sake. And that little phrase, I personally consider to be one of the most comforting phrases in this entire psalm. On the one hand, David says it in order to emphasize that the fact that the Lord restores his soul and leads him is not because David is deserving of it. It's not because David has made himself any better. David is but a sheep. He's the one who needs to be restored. But on the other hand, David is saying it in order to emphasize that David doesn't need to worry about the Lord not restoring his soul, about the Lord not leading him on the right path. David wants to emphasize just how certain and sure the Lord's leading of him in the path of righteousness is. He doesn't need to doubt or question his circumstances because he knows that the Good Shepherd is leading him for the sake of the Good Shepherd's own name. What does that mean? Well, it means that God, the Shepherd, leads us in the paths of righteousness, and he will always lead us in the paths of righteousness for the sake of the honor and the glory and the exaltation of his own name. Not because we deserve it, not because we've made ourselves to differ, but he does it and he will do it for all his sheep, every one of them, for the sake of his own glory, his own name. We could think of it this way. Think of a shepherd, an earthly shepherd. A shepherd's name, a shepherd's reputation is completely bound up in how his sheep are kept. You know that as a farmer. Your name as a farmer is bound up in how your animals are kept. If the shepherd's sheep are full of disease, if they're easy prey for predators, if they're a sorry sight to look upon, and there's a carcass here, and there's a carcass there, and there's a limb there, well then you would make the judgment that shepherd is a lousy shepherd. But when a shepherd has sheep that are healthy and strong and have green pastures and still waters and are healthy, that reflects upon the name of the shepherd himself. In just the same way, God's name is bound up with his people. Because God has written his name upon us, just like a shepherd might put a tag on his sheep or mark the back of their sheep. So God, as our shepherd, has put his name upon us. This is one of my own. And God is jealous for his own name. God's not going to allow his mark to be tarnished in any way. And what that means is this: God is going to use all his strength, all his ability, his wisdom, all that he is, to make sure that when his sheep fall, they are restored, to make sure that they are led in the right paths. Because God is jealous of his own reputation as our shepherd. Oh yes, God might not always lead his sheep in the easy way. Truly, God oftentimes leads his sheep through very narrow and dark ways, where it's easy to slip off the side. As verse 4 says, sometimes the shepherd leads through the valley of the shadow of death. But even at those times, God says, this is not a way that goes in circles. This is not a dead end for you. It's not as if this is not necessary. No one can reproach me or say anything bad about me as the shepherd for leading you through this valley. Because this is the good way for you. This is the straight way that leads to the green pastures, to the destination I have in mind for you. And then when you stumble on your way and you become downcast and frustrated, then the good shepherd is there to restore your soul. God has not become fed up with his sheep, disown his sheep. Now, he does not become fed up with his sheep and thus disown his sheep. Instead, he gently restores his sheep and tends to them. And he does it for the sake of his own name. No sheep will be lost because God's name depends upon it. And congregation, that's very comforting. That's very rich. The bedrock of your salvation, the foundation of your assurance, is not to be placed in how committed you are to God. The bedrock of your salvation, the foundation of your assurance, is neither to be found in how, first of all, in how God is committed to you. First of all, the bedrock of your salvation and the foundation of your assurance is to be found in this: just how committed God is to himself and his own glory. And there's no doubting that, congregation, because God is a holy God devoted to himself. And that's how you know he will be faithful to you. Because he certainly will be true to himself. He cannot deny himself. And this is the wonder. He cannot deny his word. He cannot deny his name. And he's placed his word and his name upon you. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his own name's sake. How sweet, how assuring, how comforting that reality is. And so what's the result? What's the result of this leading and the result of the shepherding of the good shepherd? Truly, the result is peace, comfort, and perfect contentment. The result is this: the shepherd are content. The sheep are content to let the shepherd lead them. Because the sheep understand, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack any good thing. I shall not want. What's the path God is leading you on? Maybe it's a fairly easy path at this time. But maybe it's a difficult path, maybe a very difficult path. Maybe you feel yourself like you're going in circles. You're getting frustrated. You're not progressing spiritually. Maybe you feel even like a cast sheep, becoming frustrated and bothered over the sins you have to constantly fight against and struggle against in life, the doubts and the questioning. Know this: the path God has placed you on is the path of righteousness. It's the right path. It's not the path of sin. It's not the path of your choosing, but the path of the Lord's choosing. the path that the Lord has chosen, even for the honor and sake of His own name. And even when you know you've gotten off the path, remember this, your shepherd is watching, and your shepherd will turn you back and will restore you. Hopefully that was your experience this past week, beloved. You've examined yourself. You've seen your sin. And the Lord has worked His Spirit in you. And He's turned you back to Him to seek forgiveness with Him. And in Jesus Christ, you've also experienced that forgiveness. The Lord has restored your soul. He leads you now in the way you are to go. He gives you His word. He gives you His strength. And He says, walk with me in the path of righteousness. This morning, for you, beloved, this path that He has put you on leads you to the supper of the Lord. He says, come. He says, be comforted. He says, let your soul be refreshed. I bring you to the green pastures. I bring you beside the still waters. I will restore your soul. I will cause you to taste and to see the righteousness that I have given to you through the blood and spirit of Jesus Christ. Be refreshed, be strengthened, that you might continue to walk diligently, faithfully, down the path of righteousness with the Good Shepherd. He will do it, and you shall do it, for His own name's sake, for His glory and honor. He will see to it. And that's where the sheep say, there too I shall not lack. That's my desire. The name of the Lord being glorified. Amen.